Then a few days later you see him back in the front of the church.
A onda za jedno par dana ga vidite ispred crkve.
He has a sword in his hand.
Ima mač u ruci.
And he starts cutting his beard off.
I oceca bradu.
And he takes part of his beard and throws it to the wind.
Deo brade baca i niz vetar.
And then another third of the beard he throws into the fire.
A trećinu brade baci u vatru.
And another third of the beard he throws up into the air and starts cutting it with his sword.
A trećinu baci u vazduh i počne da je seče.
And you say, what kind of seminary student do we have here?
Vi se pitate, kakav je ovo student teologije?
Then he starts telling about things that he's seen.
Onda počinje da vam priča stvari koje je video.
He tells you about this unidentified flying object that he has seen in his...
Video je NLO.
And this unidentified flying object has very strange... beings in the scene.
A NLO ima neka čudna bića toj sceni.
Odd-shaped visitors that have come down to earth.
Neki čudni neoblikovana bića koja dolaze na zemlju.
With wings.
Sa krilima.
And with strange eyes all over their body.
Čudnim očima po celom telu, oči po telu.
And then this space vehicle that is coming from outer space.
A onda neki svemirski brod iz svemira.
And he describes with these strange kind of wheels.
Opisa nekim
locked up
čudnim
inside of wheels.
Točku ima nešto točak u točku.
And then he struck dumb, he can't talk.
A onda jednom je bio toliko pogođen da ne mogu da govori.
And you find him in front of the church, lying there, just lying in front of the church.
Jednom leži, samo leži tako ispred crkve.
Day after day after
dan
day.
Dan za danom leži ispred crkve.
Just eating a little bit of bread.
Jede malo hleba.
Drinking a little bit of water.
Malo vode pije.
Then he can speak again.
A onda opet progovori.
And he starts speaking about having the powers of levitation.
I onda počinje da govori, a dobija silu da levitira, levitacija.
About this hand that grabbed him by the hair and carried him across the desert.
Priča da ga neka ruka uzela za kosu i da ga prenela preko pustinje.
600 miles across the desert.
600 milja ga je nosila, oko 900 kilometara.
What would you think of such a seminary student?
Šta biste mislili o tom studentu teologije?
By now most of you know who I'm talking about.
Do sada već ste spoznali o kom pričam.
His name means
njegovo ime
he whom God has grasped.
Je ime mu znači neko koga je Bog zgrabio.
Jahezkel.
Jahezkel, da.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
Many commentaries have described him as a schizophrenic.
Mnogi komentatori kažu šizofrenik je.
As a neurotic.
Neurotična osoba.
As a psychopath.
Psihopata.
As a clairvoyant.
Clair?
Clairvoyant, you can see off into the future.
Oh, dakle, prorok, proročka duha ima.
Who is this man?
Ko je taj čovjek?
Is he crazy?
Da li lud?
Is he a psychopath?
Da li on psihopata?
No.
Ne.
He's a man whom God, he's a man who is willing for God to take him and use him as an object lesson for his people in the last days before the close of their probation.
On je neko ko je dozvolio da ga Bog iskoristi pre zatvaranja vremena milosti.
Ezekiel lived in the very final weeks and months before the destruction of Jerusalem.
On je živeo poslednjih meseci, dana pre razorenja Jerusalima.
And God took this man and through him gave illustrations to try to wake his people up.
On je njega jednostavno iskoristio da bude ilustracija, da probudi narod.
He's a man with a message.
Čovjek s porukom.
For Seventh-day Adventists today.
I za adventiste danas.
Why do I say that?
Zašto kažem to?
Because the book of Ezekiel and the book of Revelation are very linked together.
Jer su knjige Ezekijela i Otkrivenja tesno povezane.
Now, how many have had a course in Daniel?
Koliko od vas imalo Danila?
How many have had a course in Revelation?
A Otkrivenje?
No. Okay.
Niko.
How many have had a course in Ezekiel and Revelation?
Koliko od vas imalo Jezekilj i Otkrivenje?
I don't think any of our Adventist schools teach such a course.
Ja ne verujem da iko adventističkim školama to podučava.
We teach courses in Daniel and Revelation.
Danilo i Otkrivenje, da.
But I've never heard of a course in Ezekiel and Revelation.
A nisam čuo da postoji Ezekiel i Otkrivenje.
But the structure of the book of Revelation is more based upon Ezekiel than it is Daniel.
Ali struktura Otkrivenja je mnogo više zasnovana na Ezekiju nego na Danilu.
Let me just give you a few examples.
Evo samo par primjera.
There in chapter 1, that son of man that appears in the chariot throne.
U prvom poglavlju pojavljuje se sin čoveči u kočijama.
You find the same description of the son of man in Revelation chapter 1.
Isti opis sina čovečijeg u Otkrivenju prva glava.
Those four living creatures that he saw coming with the chariot from heavenly sanctuary.
Onda četiri bića koje je video da s kočijama dolazi iz svetinje.
They're the same four living creatures you find around the throne in Revelation
4. Četiri nebeska bića oko prestola otkrivenja.
In chapter 3 he eats this scroll which is sweet to the taste.
U četvrtoj glavi on jede svitak koji je ukusan.
And in Revelation 10 John eats this scroll which is sweet to the taste.
A u Otkrivenju 10 Jovan jede taj svitak.
After he eats the scroll, God gives him a special message to his people.
Dok jede taj svitak, Bog mu daje jednu posebnu poruku za narod.
And after John eats the scroll, God says, I have a special message for you to give to the world.
A nakon što je Jovan pojeo svitak, kaže, ti imaš specijalnu poruku za sve. Jovan mi kaže.
There's a mark placed on the forehead of those in Jerusalem who are God's people.
A onda tu je i znak na čelima Jerusalima, Božji narod.
And Revelation describes that same mark, the seal of God that is placed upon the forehead.
A Otkrivenje isti taj znak spominje, pečat
God's people.
Na čelima Božjeg naroda.
At the end of the book there is this call to the birds to eat the great supper of the wicked.
Na kraju to je poziv pticama da jedu večeru od bezbožnika.
In fact this whole last section of Revelation is simply lifted from the book of Ezekiel.
U stvari ceo odlomak poslednje otkrivenje jednostavno prenesen iz Ezekije.
Gog and Magog from Ezekiel. The city of Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, with the river of life flowing out from the throne, the tree of life with its 12 manner of fruit, the leaves for the healing of the nations, the gates with the names of the 12 tribes. This is all right out of
Ezekiel.
In particular, I point to that special allusion to the sealing of God's people in their forehead.
Posebno ta aluzija zapečaćenja Božjeg naroda na čelima njihovim.
And the last warning that comes just before that time.
I poslednje upozorenje dolazi tačno pred to vreme.
John borrows this right out of Ezekiel.
Jovan je to pozajmio od Jezekilja.
And so I'd like to suggest if we're going to understand the last message of Revelation, we need to see it in the setting of the book of Ezekiel.
Tako ako hoćemo da razumemo otkrivenje, moramo ga staviti u kontekst Ezekilja.
And what is that message?
A koja je to poruka?
It's a message of an investigative judgment.
To je poruka o istražnom sudu.
I invite you to open your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 1.
Pozivam vas da otvorite Bibliju Ezekielu 1.
And let's paint the broad strokes of this picture of the final procedure of God at the close of Judah's probation in the Old Testament.
Samo da krupnim potezima dakle skiciramo sliku kraja vremena milosti za Judu.
The very first verse of the first chapter.
Prvi stih prve glave.
We are given a date line. Date.
Imamo datum.
Often we skip over those dates.
Obično preskačemo.
Why did they put those dates in there?
A zašto su oni tamo?
But Ezekiel dates every one of his visions.
Jezekijevi datumi i sve vizije su podatke.
And they actually become the key to understanding what's going on in the book.
To je ključ razumevanja šta se zbiva u knjizi.
What is the date here in chapter 1 verse 1?
Koji je datum u 1:1?
And verse 2?
I drugi stih.
It's his 30th year.
30. godina njegova.
That's when seminary students graduated from Old Testament seminary.
Tad je bilo diplomiranje u starozavetnoj školi teološkoj.
They had learned how to play the shofar.
Kad nauči kako da sviraju šofar.
And they had learned how to perform the sacrifices and to do the other priestly activities.
I naučili su kako da prinose žrtve i druge svešteničke aktivnosti.
But unfortunately, his training was in exile. The sanctuary was 600 miles away and destroyed.
Nažalost, on je bio u izbeglištu. U svetinja je bila 600 milja daleko uništena.
And so at the age of 30, instead of taking up his duties as priest,
i umjesto da sa 30 godina on počne da radi kao sveštenik,
God calls him as a prophet.
Boga poziva za proroka.
What is the date that we have here?
Koji je tu datum?
If we translate it into modern dating, it's July 592 BC.
Juli 592. Ako pretvorimo to u datum normalno.
What is happening in Ezekiel chapter 1?
Šta se dešava u prvoj glavi?
I remember when I graduated from the seminary.
Ja se sećam kad sam ja završio teologiju.
I know that was in the dark ages, but it seems not too long ago.
U tamnom srednjem veku, ali ne tako daleko.
And I was assigned to a little church way out in the country.
Dali su mi jednu crkvu tamo daleko u polju, dakle na selu.
Buckeye, Arizona.
Buckeye, Arizona.
And this little town had the reputation for being the hottest place in America.
Ovaj grad ima reputaciju selo da je najtopliji u Americi.
Often it would be 110 degrees Fahrenheit in the
110
shade.
Fahrenheit, wow.
I don't
110
know.
Fahrenheit.
How much is that centigrade? I'm not sure.
To je 40 i... To tako, možda čak i 5, 45 skoro.
Anyway, 110, 120, sometimes it was 120 degrees.
120 čak.
Very, very hot.
Veoma, veoma toplo.
And the first Sabbath I arrived as a new seminary student.
I prve subote ja dođem kao novi
newly graduated from the seminary and their new pastor.
Tek svršeni student teologije došao u crkvu.
And I dressed my best to impress them. Nice
lepo
dark suit.
Lepo sam se obukao, tamno odelo da ih impresioniram.
It was the middle of summer.
Bilo je u sred leta.
It was about 110 degrees that day.
110 je bilo tog.
But I was dressed right as a preacher.
Ali ja sam se obukao kako treba, kao propovednik.
And I stood up there to preach the sermon.
I ustao sam da propovedam.
But before I could get started, the first elder came up and stood beside me.
Ali pre nego što sam počeo, prvi starešina ustade i dođe do mene.
And he said, "So you just come from the seminary, huh?"
Kaže, ti si tek završio teologiju, al?
What do they teach you at the seminary?
Šta su te tamo naučili?
Do they teach you to study the Bible there and believe what the Bible says?
Ste naučili da proučavaš Bibliju i da prihvatiš šta ona kaže?
Well, yes, I had no idea where he was going with this line of questioning.
Da, rekao sam, ne znam ja gde me vodi on s tim pitanjem.
He said, "Well, my brother Davidson,
rekao je moj
brat, have you not read the book of Ezekiel?"
Zar nisi čitao Ezekijela?
I said, "Well, it's been a while since I've read Ezekiel."
Dakle, prošlo je dosta od kad sam čitao Ezekijela, mu kažem.
He said, "Well, aren't you aware of what it says in Ezekiel chapter 44?
Zar ne znaš šta piše u 44. glavi Ezekijela?
And verse 18?
18. stih.
He says, it says there that the ministers, the last part of verse 18, shall not clothe themselves with anything that causes sweat.
Tamo piše da se ne oblače ničim propovednici što im donosi znoj, da se ne oznoje.
So please take off your coat.
Tako
and
da
be comfortable.
Skidaj taj sako i
and so I took off my coat.
Osjećaj se ugodno.
And this man was my good friend the rest of the time there.
Tako da sam skinuo sako, ovaj čovjek mi postao prijatelj ostatak vremena.
Because I hate wearing ties and I hate wearing coats.
Tako da, jer sam mrzio da nosim kravatu i sako.
In fact, I think I will obey that right now.
Tako da ću i sada ga poslušam.
Well, that got me encouraged to study the book of Ezekiel.
To me ohrabrilo da proučavam Jezekilja.
And I went back home and I started with chapter 1 digging into the book of Ezekiel.
Tako da sam počeo sa prvom glavom da kopam po Ezekielu.
I found all these symbols of the four living creatures,
simbole četiri stvorenja,
and their four faces and the four wings,
četiri krila, dakle sa četiri lica.
The feet that looked like calves' feet,
onda noge kao od krave.
And I began to identify all of these symbols.
Sve sam simbole pokušao da pronađem šta znači.
The wheels within the wheels.
Točak u točku.
And I came back, I only got about halfway through the book. Halfway through the chapter.
Do pola poglave sam došao.
So I came back the next week and I preached what I thought was a really powerful sermon on the book of Ezekiel.
Tako da sam sledeće subote došao i moćnu propovijed za koju sam
I identified all these symbols and
pronašao sam sve simbole.
Thought that I had really done a great job in bringing out the meaning of the text.
Mislio sam da je značenje teksta dobro, da čini dobar posao.
But now as I look back at that sermon, I had no idea what was going on in Ezekiel chapter 1.
Ali jako sam propovedao, nisam imao pojma šta se u prvoj glavi dešava.
You know how you can look at the trees and miss the forest?
Gledate drveće, a ne vidite šumu.
That's what I had done.
To sam ja
uradio. I didn't know what was happening here.
Nisam znao šta se tu zbiva.
Because you don't know what's happening in Ezekiel 1 until the last half of the chapter.
Jer u Ezekiel 1 i ne znate šta se zbiva dok ne dođete do druge polovine glave.
Because Ezekiel sees this vision of something coming closer and closer and closer.
Jer Ezekiel vidi viziju nečeg što je sve bliže i bliže i bliže.
At first it's only just a cloud off in the distance, a storm cloud, a whirlwind.
Dakle, to je bio jedna oluja, jedan oblak u daljini u početku.
Then as he gets closer, he can see what's underneath this space vehicle.
A onda kad dolazi bliže, on vidi ispod tog svemirskog broda šta je ispod.
So he sees these creatures with the four faces.
Vidi stvorenje sa četiri lica.
But it's not till it gets very close.
Ali tek kad je prišao veoma blizu.
That he can see what's really coming.
Onda shvatio šta stvarno tu dolazi.
It's not strange creatures that are coming.
To nisu baš samo čudna bića.
It's a throne.
To je presto.
And on the throne is the Son of Man.
A na njemu je Sin čovečiji.
And he's coming like lightning, fierce, fast from heaven down to the earth.
Kao munja s neba na zemlju se spušta.
It's not until the space vehicle gets close that actually the sound catches up with the sight.
Nije sve, tek kad se približio taj svemirski brod, dakle zvuk je odgovarao onom što vide.
You know how the speed of sound is not as fast as the speed of light.
Jer brzina svetlosti je brža od brzine zvuka.
And so it's not until later, now way back here in verse 24, where he actually hears the sound of their wings like the voice of the Almighty.
24. stihu kaže i čuh huku krila njihovih.
And like the noise of a great army.
Kao glas svemogućega, kao glas kad je graja u armiji u okolo.
What we have is the glory of, as he says in the verse 28, the likeness of, the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
I onda kaže to bijaše viđenje slave Božje na očima 28. stih.
And God is coming on his movable throne from the heavenly places.
I Bog je dolazio na pokretnom prestolu iz nebeske svetinje.
Why?
Zašto?
Where?
Gde?
How long?
Koliko dugo?
None of those questions are answered in chapter 1.
Ni u prvoj poglavlju nema odgovora na ta pitanja.
Ezekiel is a great storyteller.
Ezekiel je veliki čovjek koji priča priče.
It's not until chapter 8 that you start to answer these questions.
Tek u osmoj glavi počinje da se postavlja to pitanje, ta pitanja.
But you already get a hint here in chapter 1.
Ali imate jedan uvid u prvoj glavi.
Because what direction is the whirlwind coming from?
Jer odakle dolazi ovaj silan vetar?
What direction?
North.
From the north, that's right,
there
in verse 4. What happens from the north? What comes from the north in the Old Testament?
Šta sa severa dolazi u Starom Zavetu?
Judgment. Sud. It's the place of judgment.
To je mesto suda.
And many of the prophets describe judgment coming from the north.
I mnogi proroci kažu sud.
So already we have the hint from the direction, we have the hint of the reason why God is coming.
Imamo uvid u to zašto Bog dolazi odmah na početku.
But in order to know where he goes, we need to go clear over to chapter 8.
Ali da bismo shvatili gde to on ide, treba da odemo u 8. glavu.
And there's a second dateline now.
Postoji još jedan datum ovde.
Chapter 8 verse 1.
8:1.
And if you translate these ancient dating into modern dating, it is September 591.
Ako pretvorite ovo u moderni kalendar, to je septembar 591.
How much later is that than the first date?
Koliko je ovo od prvog datuma? 14 months.
Okay, 14 months, counting backwards for BC dating.
Ako unazad računam.
So it's been over a year.
Preko godinu dana.
And now in chapter 8 we find out where this movable throne has come.
I onda pronalazimo u 8. glavi gde je taj presto pokretni došao.
In fact, God takes Ezekiel there to see where the chariot throne has come.
U stvari, Boga poziva, uzima ga da vidi gde je došao.
In verse 3 he grabs Ezekiel by a lock of his hair and carries him across the desert.
U stvari, u trećem stihu on ga uzima za kosu na glavi i diže ga nad pustinju.
This is across the same place as Desert Storm took place, across the deserts of Iraq.
To je tamo gde se akcija u Iraku vršila, ta pustinska oluja.
All the way to Jerusalem.
Preko Iraka, sve do Jerusalima.
And verse 4 tells us the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the vision that he saw in the plain.
I onda kaže, gle, onda beše slava Boga Izraelja na oči kao ono što je videh u polju, 4. stih.
Where exactly was it?
De je to bilo?
It says in verse 3, he brought me in visions to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court.
Na vrata unutrašnje koje gledaju na sever.
To the very sanctuary in Jerusalem, God had come.
U svetinju Jerusalim, Bog je došao.
And now he's been there for over a year.
Preko godinu dana je bio tu.
For an extended period of time.
To je dug period.
Where exactly in the temple was he?
Gde tačno u hramu je bio?
Well, when he leaves in chapter 9, we can find out exactly where he was.
Kad napušta u 9. glavi, mi možemo vidjeti gde je bio.
Verse 3.
Treći stih.
Now the glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the cherub where it had been.
A slava Boga Izraela podiže se s herovima na kojima biješe.
Where had the glory of God been?
Gde je bila slava?
Between the cherubim,
između
right?
Heruvima.
Where's that?
Gde je to?
In the most holy place.
Da, u svetinji nad svetinjom.
So God had come from his heavenly sanctuary in his movable throne.
Pokretnim prestolom iz nebeske svetinje Bog je došao.
And had taken up residence in the most holy place.
I nastanio se
earthly sanctuary.
Nastanio se u svetinji nad svetinjama, zemaljske svetinje.
So we know where he came.
Znamo gde je stigao.
The question is, why did he come?
Pitanje je zašto je stigao.
We saw the hint back in chapter 1 that it was judgment from the north.
Prvoj glavi već smo videli da je to sud sa severa.
But in chapters 3 through 8,
ali od 3. do 8. glave,
we find the message that God tells Ezekiel to give after he eats this little book.
Kaže poruku Ezekielu nakon što je on trebalo da pojede knjigu.
Chapter 2 verses 8 and 9 he eats the book, he eats the scroll.
2:8 do 10 on jede taj svitak.
And then
knjigu.
In chapter 3 verse 1 he is told to go and speak to the house of Israel.
A 3:1 on ide i govori, rečeno mu je da govori izraelskom narodu.
And what is the message that he gives?
I koja je to poruka koju on daje?
It's a message of investigative judgment.
To je poruka istražnog suda.
Notice in chapter 5.
Pogledajte u petoj glavi.
We have this exact same outline of proceedings as we have written here on the board for a covenant lawsuit for an investigative judgment.
U petoj glavi je upravo isti ciklus, proces koji smo na tabli napisali u vezi sa istražnim sudom.
God first gives this visual aid to wake up the people.
Čuje neka vizualna predstava da probudi narod.
1-4 where he's cutting off his beard and throwing the hair around in different places.
1-4 on seče svoju kosu i reže kosu i baca u različite smerove.
And then in verse 5 comes the message.
A u petom stihu poruka.
Thus says the Lord God.
Ovako veli Gospod Bog.
Here's the preamble.
To je preambula.
This is Jerusalem. I have set her in the midst of the nations and the countries all around her.
Ovo je Jerusalim koji postavi usred naroda i optoči ga zemljama.
Here's what God has done for Israel, for Judah, historical prologue.
To je istorijski prolog. Šta je on uradio za Judu?
I've made them the very center of the earth.
Centar zemlje su postali. Ja sam ih načinio tako.
But what has been the response of Judah?
Šta je odgovor?
Verse 6. She has rebelled against my judgments.
Pobunila se protiv mojih uredaba.
And verse 6 and 7 describes her rebellion. Even more than the other nations.
Gori od drugih naroda čak, 7.
So verse 8 then delivers the verdict. Therefore.
A 8. Stih je zato presuda.
Therefore I will execute judgments in your midst.
Zato izvršit ću usred tebe sud.
And starting in verse 10, God gives the sentence.
A 10. Stih, Bog daje presudu.
And the rest of chapter 5 is a description of the curses from Deuteronomy 27 and 28.
A ostatak pete glave je prokletstvo iz 5. Mojsije 27-28.
Where are the witnesses?
A gde su svedoci?
Notice chapter 6.
Prepoznajte 6. glavu.
The word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, set your face toward the mountains of Israel and prophesy against the mountains.
Drugi stih, okreni lice svoje prema gorama Izraela i prorokuj protiv njih.
The mountains, remember the witnesses?
Sećate se svedoci gore.
But now God is prophesying against the mountains.
Ali sad Bog proroči protiv gora.
Because these mountains that were supposed to be faithful witnesses have also become corrupted.
Jer su i gore koje su trebale biti svedoci postale iskvaren.
On every one of those mountains around Jerusalem were the sexual orgies of the fertility cults.
Orgije su bile od kulta plodnosti.
And so God has to even prophesy against the mountains.
Tako da Bog mora da proroči protiv gora.
Chapter 7 again is more description of God's investigative and executive judgment.
Sedmo poglavlje je opis istražnog i izvršnog sada suda.
And in chapter 8, as we've already pointed out, God actually brings Ezekiel as a witness to come to the temple to see what Israel has done.
A u 8. glavi već smo čitali, Ezekiel ga dovodi kao svedoka da vidi šta je Izrael činio.
Now remember, this picture is borrowed from Ezekiel in the book of Revelation.
Zapamtite da ova slika pozajmljena iz Ezekiela u Otkrivenju.
There's the prophet eating the book.
Prorok jede knjigu.
And then told to give a message.
Onda mu je rečeno da uputi poruku.
And there's a mark upon the forehead.
Tu je znak na čelima.
It wouldn't be surprising, would it, if the message of investigative judgment that God gives to Ezekiel is the same one you find in Revelation?
Da li bi poruka možda Ezekiju bila slična onoj otkrivenju onda?
I find it very interesting to compare what God shows Ezekiel in chapter 8 with what we read in the book of Revelation.
Zanimljivo je ono u 8. glavi što Bog pokazuje Izraelu sa onim otkrivenjem kad uporedimo.
He shows him 4 scenes at the sanctuary.
4 scene u svetinji mu prikazuje.
Verse 5 is the first one.
Peti stih je prva.
God shows him this image of jealousy in the sanctuary.
Pokazujemo idol od revnosti, kaže naš prevod. Peti stih.
Keep that in mind, an image of jealousy.
Idol od revnosti, zapamtite to. Peti.
Verse 5. And then in verse 6 God says, you will see even greater abominations than this.
A onda u 6. stihu Bog kaže, vidjet ćeš i veće gadove od ovih.
And so he takes them in, he takes Ezekiel in and sees the abominations that are going on inside of the sanctuary, deeper inside the sanctuary.
I onda mu pokazuje gadove u sred, duboko u svetinji.
Here you find 70 of the men of Israel worshiping idols.
Gde 70 ljudi obožava idole.
And verse 10 describes these things they were worshiping, creeping things, abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel.
Spominje ono što su obožavali, gamižu, dakle zver, životinje.
The archaeologist William F. Albright has analyzed the language here for these animals.
Albright, arheolog, je analizirao ovaj jezik ovih životinja.
And has shown that these are the Egyptian spiritualistic worship that has come into the sanctuary here.
I kaže da je to egipatsko spiritističko obožavanje, dakle koje je u svetinji sad.
And God says in verse 13, Ezekiel, you'll see even greater abominations than this.
A onda kaže u 13. stihu, vidjet ćeš još veći gadove od ovoga.
And so in verse 14, he comes and there are the women sitting by the sanctuary weeping for Tammuz.
A onda 14. stih kaže, žene plaču za Tammuzom.
Who's Tammuz?
Ko je Tammuz?
Tammuz was a vegetation god, a fertility god.
To je kult plodnosti, Tammuz.
That died and rose every year.
Koji je umirao i vaskrsavao svake godine.
And they, these women were weeping because Tammuz had died, and then in
one plaču jer je Tammuz umro.
When the land became fertile again, they would welcome the resurrection of the god.
A kada zemlja bude plodna, onda će vaskrsenje tog boga.
They were trusting in a pagan death and resurrection god.
Verovali su u paganskog boga koji umire i vaskrsava.
Do you hear the parallels with Revelation 13 and 16?
Ima li ovde paralela sa 13. i 16. glavom Otkrivenja?
Here is a false gospel.
Lažno je evanđelje ovde.
Trusting in a false resurrection, a false messiah.
Lažni mesija.
False way of salvation.
Lažni način spasavanja.
A false system of salvation.
Lažni sistem spasavanja.
And then there is an image.
A onda je image. I slika.
And then there is spiritualism, worship of spiritualism.
A tu je i spiritizam koji se u Otkrivenju spominje.
Does that sound like Revelation 16 with
those? Jel to kao Otkrivenje 16 ona tri...
The combination of the beast power that is a counterfeit gospel?
Zver, sila zveri, ono lažno evanđelje.
And then an image to the beast?
A onda slika zveri.
And then spiritualism.
Zverina, i onda spiritizam.
Uniting together.
Ujedinjen.
In one last deception.
Poslednjoj prevare.
Same principles here in Ezekiel as you
isti
find in Revelation.
Isti principi u Ezekiju.
And after that third vision, God says, you'll see even greater abominations, Ezekiel.
A posle treće vizije kažemo, i veće gadove dovi ćeš videti, Ezekiel.
And the last scene.
Poslednja scena.
Verse 16.
16.
25 men with their backs to the temple and their faces toward the east.
Okrenuti ka istoku, 25 ljudi.
Worshipping the sun.
Obožavaju sunce.
And when God shows this to Ezekiel, he says, have you seen this, Ezekiel?
I onda ga pita, jesi li video ovo, sine čoveči?
This is it.
To je to.
Close of probation.
Kraj vremena milosti.
They have put their, well, verse 18, therefore I will act in my fury, my eye will not spare, nor will I have pity.
Zato ću ja učiniti u gnjevu i neće žaliti oko moje.
Though they cry, I will not hear them.
Kad stanu vikati iza glasa u moje uši, neću ih uslišiti.
What is the issue just before the close of probation here?
Šta je glavni problem pre zatvaranje vremena milosti?
The worship of the sun.
Obožavanje sunca.
What is the issue in Revelation 16 just before close of probation?
A u Otkrivenju 16 šta je problem pre zatvaranje vremena milosti?
The worship on the day of the sun.
Obožavanje na dan sunca.
The final test in Ezekiel is very similar to the final
konačni
test
u Ezekielu je veoma sličan onom Otkrivenju.
These parallels are very, very intriguing to me.
Ove paralele za mene su izuzetno
And so we come to chapter 9 of Ezekiel.
I onda dolazimo do 9. glave Ezekilja.
And the judgment is over.
Sud je završen.
The cases have been decided, have been revealed.
Slučaj je otkriven, završen. Odluka
there's, there's a separation between the true people of God and just the pretenders.
Postoji odvajanje iskrenih u narodu Božjem i onih koji se samo pretvaraju.
And God begins to leave the most holy place.
I Bog počinje da napušta svetinju nad svetinjom.
And the story, the narrative slows down now as he slowly goes out from the between the cherubim.
I sad se priča usporava, jako sporo.
Right here at
on
the,
odlazi.
At the gate of the sanctuary.
Pravi pauzu na dom, na vratima svetinje.
And then he gives the directive to put a mark on the forehead of those who sigh and cry for the abominations done in Jerusalem.
A onda daje uputstvo da stave znak na čela onih koji tuže zbog tog stanja.
And he gives an order for the destroying angel to go forth and to do the executive judgment upon the
wicked. A onda daje
wicked.
I anđelu uništitelju da ide I da izvrši sud.
Here's a separation between the two groups.
Odvajanje dve grupe.
Who is judged?
Ko je tu osuđen?
Is the whole world judged here?
Da li je ovde ceo svet?
No.
Ne.
God's professed people are judged.
Boži narod.
Those who claim to be his.
Koji kažu da su njegovi.
And it is revealed who are really his. And onda who are je, just pretending.
Onda je otkriveno ko su stvarno njegovi, a ko su licemeri.
This mark that's placed upon their forehead.
Taj pečat, znak na čelu.
Can you visualize what that mark is?
Da li vidite kao je to znak?
There's two words for mark in Hebrew, two main words for mark.
Za znak postoje dve reči u jevrejskom.
The normal word is the word ot, which just simply means a mark.
Normalna reč je ot, koja znači znak.
Any kind of mark.
Bilo koji znak.
But this is the word tau.
Ali ovo je reč tau.
Which you recognize as the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
A to je poslednje slovo jevrejskog alfabeta.
In Revelation you have the Alpha and the Omega.
A u Otkrivenju imate I Alfu I Omegu.
In Ezekiel you have the Aleph and the Tau.
U Ezekielu imate Alef I Tau.
The Tau is the last letter.
To je poslednje slovo.
It's the sign of the last people, the remnant people.
To je znak ostatka poslednjeg naroda Božjeg.
Here is God's faithful remnant which he is sealing with his sign, with his seal.
Tu je taj verni ostatak zapečaćen ovim pečatom.
Now today we write the Tau like this.
Danas mi Tau pišemo ovako.
But how was it written in Ezekiel's day?
A kako je bilo u Ezekieljevo vreme Tau?
It was written like this.
Ovako.
The sign, let me write it up high. That's big enough for everyone to see.
Dovoljno veliko za sve da vidite.
Today we would call it the sign of the cross.
Danas bi to nazvali znakom krsta.
Whether Ezekiel understood that or not, I don't know.
Da li Ezekiel to shvatio ili ne, ne znam.
Whether God planned it that way so that the mark that was placed upon their forehead was the mark which would be the shape of the cross. I can't know for sure that.
Da li Bog planirao da taj oblik bude unapred oblik krsta, ne znam ni to.
But we know that these people were sealed in their forehead with the seal, with the sign of their faithfulness to God.
Ali znam da je ovo bio znak vernosti Bogu.
And then what happens to this judgment scene?
I šta se onda dešava u ovoj sceni suda?
God, and I'm just going to describe what happens in the next two chapters, and I won't give you all the verses, you can look them up, it's all there in the
samo ću
next
napraviti
two
pregled sledeće dve glave, nećemo dati stihove, to možete sami čitati.
The story, the narrative slows down.
Priča se jako usporava, narativ.
And when the narrative slows down, you know that God is very deliberately and slowly doing something.
A kad se narativ usporava, onda znate da Bog namerno nešto sporava.
Remember, he came as fast as lightning from heaven to start the investigative
judgment. Sećate se kao munja je došao s neba.
But now he is just very slowly moving out from the most holy place.
A sada se sporo udaljava iz svetinje nad svetinjem.
Pauses at the threshold of the door.
Pauzu pravi na pragu doma.
Then he goes a little further and he gets inside his chariot, his movable chariot throne.
A onda izlazi i ulazi u svoj pokretni tron, presto.
And this movable chariot moves slowly to the east, to the very edge of the temple mount.
A onda se on polako premešta prema istoku, taj presto, na samu ivicu gore na kojoj je hram.
Again, it pauses there.
Opet tu stoji malo.
And then the cherubim lift up the chariot and it goes across the Kidron Valley.
A onda heruvimi dižu presto i presto ide preko Kedron doline.
And it pauses on the mountain to the east of Jerusalem, it says.
I onda kaže na istoku od Jerusalema na gori opet pravi pauzu.
Which mountain is that?
Koja to gora? Of Olives.
The Mount of Olives, that's right.
Tačno, to je Maslinska gora.
And this is the last scene that Ezekiel paints of this glory of God.
A to je poslednja scena slave Božje.
There Jesus is, because this is the pre-incarnate Christ.
To je Isus pre utelovljenja tu.
Ezekiel 1 described him as one like the Son of Man.
Ezekiel 1, kao sin čoveči.
And he's pausing there on the Mount of Olives.
Tu pravi pauzu na gori Maslinskoj.
Can you read between the lines?
Čitate li između redova?
Can you see him looking back at his city of Jerusalem?
Gleda na Jerusalim nazad.
Just as the same Son of God would pause on that same mountain 600 years later.
Kao što će 600 godina kasnije na istoj gori Maslinskoj taj sin Božji čekati.
With tears rolling down his cheek.
Dok mu suze teku niz obraza.
Weeping for his city.
Plačući za svojim.
Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I would have gathered you like a hen gathers her chickens.
Jerusalim, Jerusalim, hteo sam da te kao kokoš sakupim.
But you wouldn't let me.
Ti nisi dozvolio.
And so here we see not just a picture of the investigative judgment.
Ovde nije samo slika istražnog suda.
But we see a picture into the heart of the judge.
Nego srce sudije.
He is a God who does not want to close the judgment.
On ne želi da zatvori sud.
If there's just one more,
ako postoji samo jedna osoba više,
that will turn to him.
Da se njemu okrene.
Not only do we read it between the lines, but he actually says these words in Ezekiel chapter 18.
Ne samo da čitamo između redova, nego u Ezekiju 18 on u stvari kaže to.
Verses 30 through 32.
30 do 32.
Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways.
Zato ću vam suditi dome Izraeljem, svakom po putevima njegovim.
The judgment is real.
Sud je stvaran.
But the judgment is an opportunity to save all that he can save.
Ali sud je i prilika da spase.
So he says, repent and turn from your transgression so that iniquity will not be your ruin.
Zato kaže, obratite se, prođite se svi grehe.
Cast away from you all the transgressions which you've committed and get yourself a new heart and a new spirit.
Odbacite od sebe sva bezakonja i načinite sebi novo srce, nov duh.
For why should you die, O house of Israel?
Zašto da umrete, dome Izraela?
For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies, says the Lord God.
Jer mi nije mila smrt ono koji umire, govori Gospod, Gospod.
Therefore, turn and live.
Obratite se i budite živi.
Here in Ezekiel we see God's procedure before he closes probation in the Old Testament times.
Ovde u Ezekijelu mi vidimo Božji proces pre zatvaranja vremena milosti.
And what is that procedure?
Koja je to proces?
It is an investigative judgment.
Ta procedura je istražni sud.
Over an extended period of time.
Dug vremenski period.
Conducted from the most holy place of the sanctuary.
Upravljana iz svetinje nad svetinjama.
Involving God's professed people.
A uključuje Boži narod koji veruje u njega.
Now we can preach all of that. We can preach all of those details about the investigative judgment and miss the point.
Sve detalje istražnog suda možemo propovedati i opet promašiti.
This type reveals what it's like in the antitype.
Tip ovde otkriva kakav je antitip.
But it not only shows the bare event.
Ali ne pokazuje samo događaj.
But it shows the heart of the judge.
Nego pokazuje srce sudije.
It shows the tears in the judge's eyes.
Suze u oku sudije.
And it shows the appeal. Turn and live.
I poziv, obratite se i budite živi.
I believe the book of Ezekiel is the best picture that we have in the Old Testament that points forward and shows us what the investigative judgment is like.
Knjiga Jezekilja je najbolja slika koja nam ukazuje napred šta je istražni sud u budućnosti.
And let me just put one more brush stroke into this picture.
I na ovu sliku samo još jedan potez četkicom.
Because we've looked at the first 11 chapters where it describes the judgment part of the Day of Atonement.
Jer u 11 prvih glava mi imamo sudski deo dana pomirenja.
But in chapter 40 through 48, those last 9 chapters,
ali u 40 do 48 Ezekiel,
the other part of the Day of Atonement is described.
Opisan je još jedan deo dana pomirenja.
Chapter 40 and verse 1. Beginning of the year.
U početku godine.
What is that in Hebrew? At the beginning of the year.
Gde je to u jevrejskom?
Rosh Hashanah.
To je Rosh Hashanah.
You ever heard of that term? Rosh Hashanah?
Čuli ste za Rosh Hashanah?
Jewish New Year.
To je Nova godina jevrejska.
The first day of the seventh month.
Prvi dan sedmoga meseca.
We call it also the Feast of Trumpets.
To je dan trubni.
But it's known also as Rosh Hashanah.
Dakle, Rosh Hashanah je poznat.
But notice it's not the first day that's being described here.
Pogledajte, ovde nije opisan prvi dan.
It is the 10th day of that seventh month.
Deseti dan sedmoga meseca.
Where he receives this last vision.
Gde je dobio poslednju viziju.
Now tell me, you scholars of the sanctuary.
Kažite mi, teolozi o svetinji.
What happened? What is the 10th day of the 7th month of the Jewish year?
Koji je to dan? Deseti dan sedmog meseca.
Yom Kippur.
To je Yom Kippur.
Here he receives his final vision on the very day of Yom Kippur.
Na sam dan dana pomirenja on je dobio poslednju viziju.
Now if that is not enough of a coincidence.
Ako to nije dovoljno jaka podudarnost,
we can calculate the date, the very date that was in our dating system today.
Možemo sam dan da izračunamo po našem sistemu danas koji je ovo.
I don't know where I always put my chalk, but I'm going to have...
On the sponge.
Oh, here it is. Okay. I was not prepared to find this.
Nisam ja bio spreman da ovo pronađem.
I was shocked when I saw this.
Šokiran sam bio kad sam ovo video.
The date for this Day of Atonement was October 22.
Ovaj dan je bio 22. oktobar.
Hans Walter Wolff in his German commentary calculated the date and gave it to us here.
U nemačkom komentaru.
This is not an Adventist calculation. This is a critical German Lutheran calculation.
To je luteranski, kritički komentar.
October 22, 573.
22. oktobar 573.
So here in this type of the investigative judgment.
Ovde ovom tipu istražnog suda,
God not only gives us the procedure that he carries out,
Bog ne daje samo proces koji je izvršen,
but he gives his final vision to Ezekiel on the very day of the antitypical Day of Atonement, October 22.
Nego viziju mu daje na sam dan antitipskog ispunjenja Jom Kipura, dakle dana pomirenja.
And what's the last 9 chapters of Ezekiel about?
A u čemu su poslednjih 8 glava? 9?
It's about the cleansing of the sanctuary, the restoring of the sanctuary.
Čišćenje svetinje, obnova svetinje.
It's all good news there in the last 9 chapters.
Dobra vest u poslednjih 9 glava.
While the first part, 1 to 11, is about judgment, this last part is about restoration and cleansing.
Prvi deo sudu, drugi je obnovi i očišćenju svetinje.
And together, these two parts of Ezekiel give us the balanced picture of Yom Kippur.
A cela slika, izbalansirana slika dana pomirenja.
And so I commend to you this strange seminarian and his message.
Tako da vam predlažem da ovog čudnog teologa, dakle pohvaljujem tog čudnog teologa,
which confirms along with so many other texts in the Old Testament, the investigative judgment, as we've been teaching it, is a solidly biblical doctrine.
Koji potvrđuje da istražni sud je na temeljna biblijska doktrina.
But more than that, I want you to hear the appeal from this ancient seminarian.
Ali više od toga, čujte poziv ovog drevnog studenta teologije.
The appeal of God on the Day of Atonement.
Poziv Boga na dan pomirenja.
Turn and live.
Obratite se i budite živi.
Amen.
Amen.